Hello, 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 hello. Yes, check your clocks. It's 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. Yeah. So let us begin. Hello, welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And as best as I can tell, today is Wednesday. Don't quote me on that. But I think I'm ready to go. And what are we looking for today? First thing, obviously, we're going for the numbers. So, what are the numbers?
The numbers are 283, number 284, number 299. Thank you.
Oh, you are welcome, numbers lady. We didn't get a lot of numbers today either, did we? No, we didn't. I feel vaguely, I don't know, dissatisfied? Is that the word I'm looking for? Or am I mistaking my apathy for dissatisfaction? I don't even know. Huh. Oh, brother, is it going to be one of those days? It might. It just might. Oh, and as I sit here, look who just popped up. It's Handy C. Yes, I just emailed Handy C because I just received a large 5-gallon tub of horse paste and I need to... No, we're going to get into this in a minute. Handy C's checking his mail. This might all happen right now, but this is happening a little bit too fast. You haven't even heard the backstory. You do not know what's up yet. Yeah, where do I even start? Okay, hold on. Let me think. The first thing we need to do is think. And in order for me to think, I need to drink tea. Because it's all about tea today. Once again. Yeah, good, yummy tea. Okay, somehow we need to start from the beginning. Anyway, my brother was in town recently. He just left this morning. We need to go upstairs real quick. My brother was in town for a couple of days. We got up to all kinds of shenanigans. And last night, before I left my parents' house, he said, "Oh, wait, I got some tea for you." And he handed me a whole bunch of packs of tea. Because my brother is also kind of a tea guy. And so, I have some fancy tea. I have some yummy, delicious, good tea. Although I don't know what most of it is. And neither did my brother. And all he said was, "Oh, this is really good. This is fun. This is awesome. I think this is a new long blah, blah, blah." Okay, right. This is how it all went down. Oh, and I also just got an email from my dad that said that my brother left this morning at 4:45 a.m. And so I'm looking at a clock and I'm thinking about stuff. And right about now, he should be pulling into the suburbs of Chicago. My brother's driving all the way back to the Finger Lakes region of New York in that general area. Actually, technically not Finger Lakes, but close enough. He's actually on one of the Great Lakes in one of those towns. In fact, I think it's the same town in which DJ Music Squirrel lives. But anyway, I did get some tea. And they are in these little cute little packets. And these are... How much tea is in these little packets? You know, maybe like... Maybe it says. Let's take a look at this one. Oh yeah, I just remembered something. I can't read Chinese. And this is gonna come up again here in a second. I am not seeing... What am I looking for again? I can't remember. Oh, how much tea is in here? It's not much. It's a few grams. Like... 3 or 4 grams of tea? Thereabouts. I don't know what that is in American. It's I don't do decimal ounces. If you're gonna, I don't do decimal imperial. if you have to say 1.4 feet, that doesn't work, does it, Pippa? No, it doesn't. If you have to say 0.236 ounces, you know, that doesn't tell me anything. You can't decimalize the imperial system and expect it to make sense. If you want to say, you know, 18 inches, fine. But you don't say 1.5 feet. You say 1.5 feet, or, well, it gets weirder. But if you're going to use decimal, just use the goddamn metric system. That's all I have to say about that. So, I've got these teas in small packets. Hi, Pippa. Pippa's standing here, and she's also looking at the tea. You want to look at the tea with me? Look at this one. What do you think about that? Yes, smell it. You smelling it doesn't smell like anything because it's vacuum-packed. Oh, yes, let's rub your face on it. Now you own it.
So, I have these teas, and there's two that I don't know what they are. This one, the one that I was just showing Pippa, is Iron Guanyin. Tiguanyin, or Tiquanyin, also known as Iron Goddess, Iron Goddess of Mercy, Iron Guanyin. This is the stuff. This is probably the most famous tea out of China that there is. And that's all I know about it. I know it's Tiguanyin, but I do not know... Oh, now the cat just jumped up onto the counter, onto the tea. That was a good trick! Yeah, don't kick over the paint. Now my cat's looking out the window by the toaster. Good job, Pippa. So I know what this one packet is. I don't have any more information on it, because all the information on the back is, of course, written in Chinese, which I cannot read because of my utter lack of education and no brains whatsoever. So I don't know if this is early or late. I don't, you know, seasonally speaking, I don't know where this is coming off the plant. I don't know the terroir. I have no other information on this tea other than it is a Tiguanyin. And it's probably a nice varietal from somewhere. Wait, there is some English written on here. What does it say in this tiny, tiny 3-point font? Specially selected... something, something for the finest and something, something. It's not telling me anything. It's just flower words. Flowery words that mean nothing to me. Okay, wait. It also might say, is there a number here? No. It also says one other thing in English. Aroma and something new, sweet flavor. I don't have my glasses on. Not that would help, because this is too small, too close to my face, blah, blah, blah. So we know what this one is, to a degree. But I've got these other two. These are not in vacuum packs. This one is neat. It says, it does have some English written on it. It says, refined, or they're trying to write refined, but they missed the second E. Refined Chinese tea. And that's about all there is to it. And I cannot figure out what it is at all. This is obviously the tea right here. This is the name of the tea right here in big characters. Cannot read it. I have this other packet. This one's really neat. I like this. This one's Japanese style. And it's very rattly, and I'm trying to feel the leaves through here. This might be some kind of needles. This might be silver needles or something, but I can't tell. And there is no English on here whatsoever. And it's a beautiful thing. And I'm wondering what kind of tea this is. So, about a half an hour ago, I was thinking, how am I going to figure out what kind of tea this is? Well, clearly I need somebody who can read Chinese. Clearly I need somebody who can read Chinese and also speak English so they can tell me what it says. And I thought to myself, self, who do I know? Who is the most convenient person that I know? Accessibility-wise. Oh, sure, I could jump in my car, I could drive over to the Chinese Cultural Association, which is just like maybe 2 miles from my house or less. I could drive to my dad's next meeting. My dad's usually goes to these meetings on Wednesdays. I sort of spaced it today. He's got a meeting of his research group, and all these high power super brain science guys hang out. And what do? They drink tea and they eat white rabbits. Because there's a few of these guys in this research group who happen to be from China. And I could just show up there and say, hey, and they like tea, they're into it, they're hip. And I could walk up to these guys and say, hey, what kind of tea is this? But see, I would have to wait another week to do that because I missed my opportunity. I think that meeting is at 11 o'clock. Is it 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock in the morning? Either way, I missed it. So, you've probably realized the solution to the problem. And you're just going, come on, Tobe, stop drawing it out. That's right. The solution is Minran. Regular users of the Superdimensional Fortress are aware that our favorite user and horse paste manufacturer, Handy C, is married to his wife. That's why she's called his wife. They are married. And her name is Minran. And what does she do for a living? She translates Chinese to English. Oh, how very convenient, as he sits down at his computer and he sends photographs of the front and the back of the tea packages to Handy C in an effort to get him to show these photographs to his wife, identify the tea, and provide me with the information that I need. And that's going to happen soon. Because I just noticed that Handy C, no, this was 10 minutes ago, 12, 13 minutes ago now, I noticed the Handy C just logged in. Oh, I better tell him to check his email. But he seems to be having some email problems. Good tea. He seems to be having some email problems at the moment. So, we're just gonna wait for that to shake out. And, then check to see if we've got any fresh information. I'm heading back downstairs here to see where we at in the game. We're at halftime. Okay. So yeah, of course there's football going on, and I kind of wasn't paying attention there for a short time as I was talking about tea. And now the game has gone to halftime. Great. You know what that means, don't you? Of course you do. It means we're going to a musical interlude. And you're probably thinking, oh, we're going to have some more of Tobe's weird ethnic music. Well, yes, we are. Because I heard that it's ethnic if you're, you know, some kind of gang criminal. Because this is Street Fightin' Man by the Stones.
Start already. I'm trying to look cool here.
What the hell's wrong with my sinuses today? Oh, you know, just all the regular usual crap. So yeah, how great was that? The Stones, Street Fighting Man. My kind of guys. Yeah, palace revolutions. I'll kill the king and rail at his servants. Sometimes you gotta ask yourself, is today the day? Is today the day we start the revolution? What's on my calendar for today? Well, I do need to drink some tea. And I probably should get some lunch at some point in time. But yeah, after that, maybe we should set it all off. Good tea. Alrighty. So, what are we doing? What? I sort of lost the plot here. What am I doing? What's going down? Oh yeah, it's halftime. We're waiting for the game to come back on. Listening to some Stones and thinking about tea. Woohoo! Pretty excited about that. So what else are we doing today? I'm trying to not be fooled. I'm looking outside and it's kind of sunny, but it's really not all that warm. And so I keep thinking, oh, we need to go outside and do stuff. No, that's not going to happen today. And yeah, I've got some football to watch. And there's another game too, right? There's another game coming up. Yeah. And I need to check my cricket highlights because, yeah, wasn't there a... Wait, who played? Yeah, Scorchers played. Scorchers played at Brisbane, if I remember correctly. I need to see how that game turned out. And there was something else going on. What was I going to do? I can't remember. There's something else I'm supposed to do and or check. Oh, I don't know. I do not know. I feel like my brain is melting. And not in a good way. There's something the other day I realized, I kind of forgot something. Or I couldn't think of something that I should have known. And I was thinking, am I old? Oh, well, yeah. Is it 2020's fault? Yeah, it might be. I'm blaming the convenient numbering system of the year on making me not being able to think. So, because of that, we're going straight back to 1968. What's with all this 1960s music we're listening to today, Tobe? Well... That's just how it's happening. I don't know what that's supposed to be, but it sure as hell ain't music. Why do I keep getting these little wacky noises jumping in here? But right now, I think we do need some wacky music. Steppenwolf. And something about a carpet. Does Aluna Larionova know about this? I think I hear a Steppenwolf.
Someone came and took the lamp away. I looked around. signed up. Let the sound take you away.
So beautiful, but I hate the ending. I hate the ending. I've always hated the ending. Before I go on, that was very obviously Magic Carpet Ride by Steppenwolf, and I hate the ending. You know, we have that beautiful psychedelic solo with all the whale calls, you know, all the volume swells on the guitars and everything. Okay, right? Sounds with boop, 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 boop. And they come out of the solo, and they go right back into the verse, and the engineers thought, oh, we better fade it out, because it's already 4 minutes long. No, you let that jam go. They probably recorded that, and it was 10 minutes long, 12 minutes long, and they chopped it down, and blah, blah, blah. And we've probably lost the tape. Yeah, I would say, oh, somewhere there's a tape of that jam, or that they continued on for another 10 minutes, and it's awesome. But yeah, considering the recent fires in California, that one that burned down the most important tape archive ever, we've lost, I don't even want to get started on this, we've lost so much stuff, and we will probably never ever be able to hear that song as it was originally recorded in 1968. What an awesome year 1968 was for music and stuff. But blah, blah, blah. All right, so where are we at here? We should probably run into the other room here and check to see if we've got any information from Handy C on that tea yet. And so we just sort of walk by the cat here and go into my office / studio. It's full of computers and electronic stuff that nobody knows what it is. Plus the occasional Sasabe Gundam. And yes, okay, I've got a message from Handy C. He can't reply to my email right now because of all of the, you know, weird stuff that's been going on with the meta array and the reclustering of the Futumpsh. Okay, so I got a message from Handy C here who says, I have contacted a Chinese person in my area.
because, you know, his local area being inside his house. And the only information he has for me right now is showing me that, you know, red tea, brown tea. Okay. And I think I have a feeling I know which one's which. And he will try to email me later. So, okay, yeah, red, brown. Now, this seems a little weird, I'm sure. But no, I know what this is. When the Chinese talk about certain types of tea, leaving the office here, they have a different tea vocabulary, and they refer to the color of the liquor, of the tea liquor itself, and there's red. And so one of these, and I'm pretty sure I know which one it is, it's the one in the red bag. Let's go up and take a look, because they're still up here in the kitchen. Yeah, so this one's a red tea, and it'll be interesting to get more information about that. And this is the brown, and this is the one I am most curious about, because that doesn't feel like balls. That's not gunpowder. I know I could just open it up, but I don't want to open it up and want to keep it sealed until I drink it. So it's not gunpowder, it's not Dragon Phoenix Pearls, and it's not the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, I'm a tea-drinking, street-fighting man, and I gotta go. Bye-bye!
This is the end of the line for me. The end of